The Weekend Set List with Jeff Leiker. This is your stop for live music, art, theater, and other performances. If it's happening in the area, it's happening on The Weekend Set List.
Welcome to The Weekend Set List, your one-stop shop for art, music, performances, and other entertainment in the listening area. This is your host, Jeff Leiker, and this week it won't be me conducting the interview. Amy B. with the Mix 103 Midday Show has Blake Black with the Sunset Sinners on the phone to talk about their live performance at the Fox Theater this weekend, where they'll be recording a live album. Take it away, Amy.
Hey, this is Amy B. We're chatting with Blake Black from the Sunset Sinners. Blake and the guys are going to be playing at the Fox Theater in Hayes on April 1st. So where you mentioned a second ago about the guys, can we talk about you and the other guys? Where are you all from?
Yeah, so the bulk of the band is from the Salina area, and then our lead guitarist, who's fairly well known out in your area, his name is Chris Brungart, and he actually went to school in Hayes and actually lives in Russell now. So
nice. Okay. His name sounds so familiar.
Well, I think there's about four or five Chris Brungarts in the Hayes area.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So how would you describe your music?
So just to back up a little bit. So this is a band that honestly I put together back in 2018. And all of us, you know, have a background of, you know, being in the music business and playing in different bands and what have you. But I kind of had some ideas for some different songs that kind of had this, let's just say, like a country rock vibe or like an edgier red dirt country vibe. And so I just started calling it Whiskey Barrel Rock. Put the Sunset Sinners together back in 18, and things took off relatively fast because one of the first song ideas I had and one of the first songs that we recorded and then put a full feature music video with it was called a song called Always Time for One More Beer, and which is, you know, kind of a party anthem song, but really what it really is and was about is, you know, at the end of the day, you know, no matter what side of political spectrum or anything that you're on, you know, everybody can get along and, you know, have a beer at the end of the day and, you know, and converse and, you know, and have a good time. So it's almost kind of taken on a little international flavor itself, no pun intended. And it's a video that, you know, basically kind of went viral, and then it got picked up on the song and the video got picked up on quite a bit over in Europe, especially it started out in France, and then it's gone all over France and Germany and the UK because of that. And and by the way, it has well over a million views now.
Oh my gosh.
Because of that, ironically, we've developed a really big fan base in Europe. We're played on the radio extensively over there across 150 stations all across Europe, honestly featured in a lot of the music magazines over there and stuff like that, which is kind of, you know, crazy. But anyway, so started, you know, in 18, we started playing a lot of live shows the last half of 18 and through 19, and then we had a lot of shows geared up for 2020, and then COVID hit, which canceled, you know, basically out that almost that entire year, which for us was, it's kind of a double-edged sword, but in hindsight, it wasn't that bad a deal for us because we made good use of the time, and, you know, we actually gave us a lot of time to write, record, and rehearse and during that particular year. And then, so with that being said, we were able to put out a full-length album just a few months ago, you know, to be honest with you. So anyway, it's been cool. All the shows from 2020 got moved to 2021, and then we've been playing, you know, live, you know, pretty much ever since, and still putting out new music at the same time.
Very cool. You sound very busy. It's crazy about how it all started and how you touched it a little bit about, because I wanted to ask about the music video as well, like kind of for Always Time for One More Beer. Can you talk a little bit about that, like the shooting of it?
Yeah, so there's actually kind of a funny story about it. So, you know, we kind of had some live footage and what have you, and then there was a part of the video that we were basically just going to shoot like a 10-second intro with Chris from Hayes being the guitarist, being in front of this, you know, basically what you would call a dive bar, you know, in Salina, but it's a very cool little pub here in Salina. But unfortunately, it was about 105 out that day in the middle of July, and we created a Facebook event just for, hey, we're going to shoot some live footage at this particular watering hole, you know, inviting people out. And so we thought, you know, it's so hot out. You know, there might be, you know, a dozen people or something like that, but we'll make it work because we're just, you know, shooting something in the street. Well, there were like 350 people showed up to it. And so what happened is it created a whole story and a whole vibe itself. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's crazy. So what happened is almost the majority of the entire video is from that one shoot that was really only going to be like a 10-second intro to the song. But, you know, there's plenty of stories, you know, backstories on that one, but it ended up being really cool, so.
Man, that sounds crazy, having to shoot in that high of a temperature. Oh, my gosh.
That's why I stayed inside.
Oh, you're smart. Very smart. Well played. So for your upcoming performance at the Fox, you're going to record a live album. How did it come about?
So I met Dustin and Lenny Roth, the new owners of a Fox Theater, right before they were taking possession of it in June. Because we play a lot of theaters, and so you know, our forte is doing some theaters. You know, I know what works, what doesn't work. I just kind of reached out and said, hey, I just saw a article, I think in the Hayes Post, to be honest with you, about them taking over, and I said, hey, you know, I'd be happy to meet and visit with you. We've played a lot of shows over the years at the Stiefel Theater in Salina. And, you know, I can just give you some ideas and, you know, tell you what I think, you know, would probably work real well for you. Because he's wanting to do, you know, a very nice, top-notch live music venue. And they were totally cool. So I was in Hayes, last June, I guess it was, right before they started. And just gave him some ideas. And then we scheduled a date for us to play back in, which was in November. And when we played there, I mean, there was a huge turnout. It was a great show for us and a great show for them. So what happened is the sound engineer, Jason Schumacher's his name, and he said when we were done, he goes, you know, if you guys ever want to do something or record something live, you know, I have the capability to do that, which, you know, I won't get into all the technical details on that, but, you know, and I've always loved live albums, you know, from back, you know, live albums from the, you know, especially from the 70s and 80s, which were like a huge deal, you know, everybody was coming out with cool live albums. And, you know, for a live album, you know, it's just about capturing, you know, all the energy you can feel or hear when you listen to, you know, like a live album. So bottom line is, so, you know, with the technology, honestly, that we have available, so we agreed to come back and do this show April 1st, of which will be, you know, the entire show won't be, you know, recorded for the album, but very large part of it will be produced for this new live album, which will include some of the songs from our first album, but, you know, also we have quite a few more new songs that'll also be included on it. So it should be, you know, it should be very cool. You know, expect, you know, a lot of folks out. I think everybody will really dig it. And it should be, you know, just a great concert party environment. And then we've also have a local act called DOC that'll be playing and opening up for us. So it should be, you know, a great night.
Ooh, very cool. Yeah, they're really good too. You're going to have so much fun with that. People are going to come out and just enjoy it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we're definitely really looking forward to that. And then later on in the summer, we're scheduled to play Wild West Fest. So, you know, so we've got a good following and a good fan base, you know, in, you know, across Kansas, really. So
yes,
you know, should be two really great shows coming up.
I think, don't you have like maybe a couple more? Do you have a total of like three shows at the Fox too, or maybe two?
So, ironically, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, it's a ways off, but part of what the Sunset Sinners is about, and one of our hit songs is called Old Glory, which, so, a large part of our fan base and who we try to honor every time we play a show are, you know, military and veterans. And so we have a song called Old Glory that's about honoring those folks, you know, who have signed up and served for our country, you know, so it definitely has a patriotic vibe to it. But that particular song also was on the charts on the Nashville Music Row radio charts for a while this past summer. And obviously we would be playing it, you know, again when we're back at the Fox. So because of that, we're also scheduled to play at the Fox again for a Veterans Day show in November.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, I like that. That song is so good. The video is very good, too.
Yes, very, very emotional song. So, yeah. But it's very cool doing it. And honestly, every time we play, there's always, you know, folks that, you know, come up and appreciate, you know, that we filmed and played that song. So,
Are you guys currently working on anything right now?
As a matter of fact, we just had a song called, a brand new song that just released this last Friday. It's actually ironically called Sunset Sinner. And so, the music video is not out for it, but like all of our music, when I say it's out, you know, anymore, it's all about, you know, putting your music on Spotify, Apple Music, and, you know, and all the streaming services. So, I mean, that's kind of where the business is these days. And so, yes, that particular song called Sunset Sinner just released this past Friday, actually. And then we have another, there will actually be a music video with a new song that releases this next Friday, which basically is us basically rearranging like an old Black Crowes tune, which is pretty cool. So. And that'll be out on, you know, like a YouTube video this Friday.
Oh, cool. All right. That's good.
So we always got something, you know, cooking. So
that's good, too. What would you say right now is your favorite song to perform?
You know, Always Time for One More Beer is always a crowd pleaser. The other song that's would definitely be one of our most popular songs is a song called Friday Night. And that also was on the Nashville charts for a while. And that song is really cool because it has a Haze flavor to it also. So a friend of mine named Blake Chaffin, who's a songwriter from Haze that has lived in Nashville for a while, him and a guy named Randy Montana basically wrote that song. And this Randy Montana is the guy that was one of the main songwriters for the big Luke Combs hit, Beer Never Broke My Heart. And they basically sent us this song called Friday Night to do. And for us, it's kind of a little different vibe, but it's extremely popular. And I would say it and probably Always Time for One More Beer, you know, those are real cool. Old Glory, love playing it because it definitely, you know, hits home, and everybody seems to enjoy it. But there's another song we have that's kind of flying under the radar called Tavern Sandy. And when we're able to, if she's available, we kind of joke that she steals our thunder, but we have a young flautist, and she plays flute with us on a few songs. And very talented kid, which, by the way, happens to be my daughter.
Ah, awesome.
So it's always kind of fun, you know, if she's out. And she ironically, she's actually in Chicago now, but she's going to try to work it out so she can fly back for the April 1st show. And if she can, that'll be great. But if not, I know she's planning on flying or being back this summer to play at Wild West Fest. So.
Awesome.
That's
cool. Yeah. That'll be fun to see.
It's one of those really cool things because you don't, you know, I mean, when do you get a chance to see, you know, some little gal playing some rock and roll flute? You know what I mean?
So yeah, definitely. It
adds a little different twist to things.
Very cool. So what do you guys do as a band right before you go on stage? Do you do anything or no? I don't know.
You mean besides drink a few beers? Yeah,
definitely. I mean, that's a given.
You know, we're pretty chill. I mean, you know, we're just usually hanging out. We might be talking with friends and then maybe, you know, a little bit of warm up, but I wouldn't even say much of that, you know, just trying to get loose. And then it's just like, you know, okay, guys, let's roll. You know, we're not, you know, we don't need some cool motivational speech, you know, but when it's time, you know, we know it's you know, we know when it's worked and when it's, you know, when it's time to work and when it's time to play. So but you know, and when, you know, and when we play, we have a blast, you know, and we try to make it blast and fun for everybody. That's why we, you know, always try to say, hey, when we play, it's not just a concert, it's a concert party, you know, so everyone has a good time. So
that sounds fun.
And it's really, you know, and it's really for any age too, you know. We're you know, it's crazy. A lot of our shows will have, you know, people that even bring their really young kids, you know, and they love it and know some of our songs. So, it's, you know, it's always pretty cool. So
it's a good mix.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you guys come up with a set list?
To be honest with you, I kind of handle the most of that. And It's really based on, I'm glad you asked that. So, you know, One is, it depends on the show that we're doing. Like, we just played a big show in Wichita at the Cotillion Ballroom this past Saturday, but we were actually opening up for the king of Red Dirt Country, Stoney LaRue.
Ooh, cool.
So, you know, for that particular show, it was just an hour. You know, we played for a solid hour, which that ended up being about 7 or 8 of our songs. And then, you know, we're not just about playing, you know, always only our own music, you know, because there's a lot of cool songs that we cover that aren't ours, but we love playing them. A lot of people don't know the difference, but it's, you know, it's just a lot of fun, you know, trying to put a cool mix of stuff and, you know, some cool songs that are sing-alongs that everybody knows and stuff like that. So, sometimes the gig's, you know, 1 hour long. Sometimes it's just 2 hours solid, or and sometimes it's 2, you know, hour and a half sets or something like that. We could play for hours on end. I mean, we have that much music, you know, available to us, but we've been doing it now long enough. You know, I'd like to say we're somewhat of a fine-tuned machine, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're professionals.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Are you addicted to any, like, crazy reality shows?
I do not much watch much reality TV.
I think you're missing out.
Oh, no.
No Bachelor or Big Brother.
I just don't.
That's okay. No judgment here. Do you have any weird food combos that you enjoy?
Oh, you're really...
I'm trying to do different stuff.
Nah, you know, I'm pretty... myself and all of us, you know, we're pretty easy going on food, you know. So we're probably no different normal person. And before show, I mean, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of food and stuff like that. And, you know, we're kind of like, for whatever reason, none of us really eat much before we play. So it's like, don't spend, you know, too much time or effort having catering for us, because a lot of it's just not going to, you know, it's going to go to waste, you know. So,
yeah.
So, but we're pretty easy going.
Very cool. Where will you guys be heading after the Fox?
Well, as soon as we're done playing, we always have an after party at Toby Jugs in downtown Hayes.
All right. Well, everyone will be there after hearing this. So, thank you. We have your input.
So that's, if we're coming through Hayes for whatever reason, that's, you know, kind of our cool little hangout. And we've gotten to know Carla Fisher, who owns that, and they love us when we show up, and they come to all of our shows, so it's always, you know, always cool to be able to stop in there if we have a chance. So.
Oh, that's fun. It's always a good time there, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how can we reach you guys on social media?
So, our website is just sunsetcenters.com, so we have a great website that, you know, can keep you up to date with everything, and then obviously have a great Facebook page and Instagram. So those would be the main three things on social media to reach out to us.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to add, Blake?
I don't think so. I mean, we're just, you know, excited to be able to, you know, be back in Hayes and play the Fox. I think it'll be a great time, and very cool venue. You know, honestly, it's one of our favorite little venues to play. I mean, just the way the setup is, you know, it's very cool. If people haven't been there, you know, it's the way it's set up, it's kind of the best of both worlds. I mean, you can be right in front of the band, you know, standing up, or if you want to, you know, chill out, you'd be upstairs and, you know, sit in a theater style seat. So it's, you know, it's just a very cool atmosphere, and the staff there, you know, I think they seem to do a great job. So and they seem to be doing great, booking a lot of cool shows, and, you know, it's kind of new to them, but I think they're really doing a fantastic job. So
yeah, they're getting great shows.
Yep,
especially
absolutely.
Sunset Sinners numerous times, so that's great.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. And we've been speaking with Blake Blackham, Sunset Sinners. He and the guys are going to be playing on April 1st at the Fox Theater in Hayes, Kansas. Thank you so much, Blake.
All right. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Amy, and thank you, Blake, for talking with us today. More of your weekend set list after this.
You're listening to The Weekend Setlist with host Jeff Liker. More with Jeff on the way, but for more on the events we're talking about today and others, visit HayesPost.com. Look for the announcements section. It's towards the bottom of the page. That's HayesPost, your home for news and events. And now for more Weekend Setlist with host Jeff Liker.
Welcome back to the Weekend Set List. More events happening this weekend in the listening area. On Friday the 1st at the Paisley Pear, it's the jam band The Ingle Deathridge Trio at 8 p.m. Over at the Fox Theater, Sunset Center's performing and recording a live album at 8 p.m. On Saturday the 2nd at 9:30 a.m., there's a chess tournament for anyone 17 and under at the Hayes Public Library. And country singer Justin Schanholzer takes the stage at the Paisley Pear at 8 p.m. in the first week of his six-string poet tour. I'm Jeff Leiker, and that's a wrap on your weekend set list.